I want to get you intrigued by emotional anatomy. I'd like to help you realize the beauty of looking into the mirror and discovering. Now, know that not everybody can do this immediately, but my point is I want to try and sell you the Homo sapien operating system. It's freedom versus slavery. It's a tug of war. And the possibility that this language can be added to infinitely is easy, but you see, the Homo sapien operating system is a structure of ideas that can be linked together in a coordinated fashion to help the young person realize their roots, the sensation of burning in a lake of fire that the child might experience in the fundamental preacher's wake. But the concept here is the emerging understanding and awareness that is going to be motivating and inspiring and encouraging. In fact, in these stages of development, right, stage-specific educational experiences, we begin by investing in our confidence. The confidence is that we can do this. And you can feel that at the core of your being, right? That we're talking about an emotional anatomy that exists. We can do this speaks to a specific portion of the emotional anatomy that is experienced as a greater and enriching confidence. Using that confidence now, we approach the family of our origins with a no hope for communication because of the stuck spots in human thinking all over the place. People so stuck in their isolated emotional anatomy that we can then get confused with them, for there's no way out. Until we learn about returning heart home via gratitude. All right, so stuck spots in human thinking. Do you believe in God? Then stuck spots, the emotional reaction, of not yours, and the experience of running away from the pressured encounters. But again, we are collaborating for the better world. Remember, Homo sapien operating system has at its core the belief that DNA responds uniquely to make the world a better place because we are here. And that there is a almost universal identification with that word combination at the core of Homo sapien. So that it becomes a way that Gilgamesh gets to unite the people of the world together in a common cause and represent a wisdom literature, a wisdom guidance system initiated by a 5,000-year-old king. That it is an extension of his already well-established myth that no one knows about anybody anyway because they're unstudied and because they only learn from the movies, and therefore the strategy of making this information available via the movies, via Gilgamesh, a character that is now being created in your own mind, which of course you'll run and read about the historic literature that attempts to distort the memory of Gilgamesh, who is a legacy superhero who intended purposefully to pass along to the many generations the experience of fruit from the tree of eternal life, that he, at the close of his years, he got to live 110, that his years that long allowed him to develop the sincere desire to leave to his people vision, possibility, motivation, inspiration, hope. And that as a result, that motivation had left him no other option but to strive passionately for the discovery of a way that he might reach his people. That the concept has, of course, disappeared for many thousands of years. It was buried in the desert and on cuneiform tablets, cuneiform writing on clay tablets in the desert. So here we see this attempt that we are now able to celebrate and augment, because really we are the indigenous people for the next 5,000 years. We are the people that have connection still with this indigenous people, with the reality of indigenous wisdom. And it is through indigenous wisdom that we then transmit to generations to come an extension of their ancient wisdom. And it is being done intentionally. It is being spoken of in a manner that intends to inspire you. Because how will I motivate an interest, your interest, well enough that you might be interested in learning this vocabulary along with me, and by the way, contributing to it? Let us not pretend that this would be isolation, because it is a vocabulary called HOS, the Homo Sapien Operating System, that intends to inspire alive the Homo Sapien creature, realizing themselves as personally significant to the future of the world. They experience this intrinsic biological incentive system. It's part of the DNA. It's part of this intelligently designed organism that is intended to inspire alive this manner of DNA. It doesn't make it easy, obviously. Take a look around you and observe the conflicts in the world. But nonetheless, it is a very inspiring experience to begin observing in yourself the excitement that does come alive as you tap into this intrinsic biological incentive system, designed this way on purpose to impress you so that you would get excited by this experience and motivated to participate. And how simple it is: gratitude. Gratitude for the simplicity. And realizing, of course, that it provokes a war inside the being of this Homo sapien, for therein lies the instructive experience of navigating the ocean of emotion and discovering a light side, dark side battle, displayed nicely by Lucas as Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader battling with lightsaber. And now our mind, displayed through that fictional setting, can be observed clearly now as a follow the yellow brick road as though to Oz on the path home, and interacting with Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, lightsaber, the light side, dark side battle that we are involved with personally. This is the tug of war between stories. This is you participating as a personally significant presence in this world. You are choosing light side, dark side. You are choosing the thoughts that allow light side, dark side to be observed and discussed. And not until it is discussed can we then be excited by the possibility that this is revealing and inspiring humanity. This is the Homo sapien operating system. And gratitude summarizes the magnificent experience that comes along with more and more gratitude for the experience. It's a simple design. It's worth study. And it's worth also practicing along with me, so that more ideas emerge. For I'm suggesting we are not observing this as a challenge or adversarial. That's a lensing. All right, this is not adversarial. This is an effort to describe this shift away from adversarial into inspiration, meaning, and purpose. This is the final stage of development in humanity. And in stage-specific education, we address this challenge that each of us faces, but we advance through the levels of education from self-control, first confidence enough to get started. Then seize the battle for self-control, freedom versus slavery. And then the inspiration of vision and possibility. And then the experience of gratitude for this awareness. Greater and greater awareness. More gratitude, more awareness. It's in the design of the organism. And we are privileged to participate in this discussion. We are privileged to share with each other.